Like many American cities, Nashville is a car town. It was built to accommodate drivers and their vehicles, not foot traffic or bicycles.
And you would say, my father.
My father, yeah.
That can make it difficult for the more than 1,200 refugees settled in Nashville each year. Many speak little or no English and can't drive. These students have a good grasp of English and a way to get to language class. They travel to the Tennessee Foreign Language Institute by car for English as a Second Language, or ESL, instruction. But that's not an option for many refugees who find lodging in this large apartment complex. It's located 20 kilometers from the Institute's classrooms on the opposite side of Nashville. So the Foreign Language Institute decided that if its ESL students couldn't get to the classroom, they would bring the ESL classroom to the students. It's a school on wheels called ESL2Go. It travels around the city, visiting communities where immigrants and refugees tend to congregate. Ashley Eckers is the curriculum coordinator for ESL2Go.
A lot of times they just couldn't get to the classes. It was too far for them to walk. They were unfamiliar with the bus systems. It was just a necessary barrier that a lot of them couldn't get over.
Lulu Income came to the U.S. from Burma nearly 4 years ago. She was among those who encouraged the Foreign Language Institute to figure out a way to bring ESL classes into the community.
They want to go to the ESL class, but especially in the winter season, they are also walking. For our people, they don't need to go to travel. The truck is really helpful to our community.
ESL2Go, which hit the road in May, has a waiting list. Children in Nashville get ESL instruction in school. So all the Institute students are adults. Ashley Eckers says students in their 70s have taken the classes.
I would be very hesitant to attempt to learn a language probably at that age, but they just believe that they can and they want the skills. They're very eager to learn.
Eckers says the refugees she's worked with want to be independent and self-sufficient and see learning English as the key to that success. For VOA News, I'm Mike Osborne in Nashville, Tennessee.
Love you. Hi, Anna.